We're joined by Lieutenant Dennis Jolly. He is with the Burlington Salvation Army. He and his wife, Kelly, have been here 5 years. And, well, they just got married. He got married on March 28th, which happens to be my daughter's birthday. But, you know, our lives have been changed significantly this past year.
Yeah.
And how is that, I guess, I'm sure it's changed every element of our lives. How has it changed the Salvation Army?
So, yeah, we're seeing an increase in people coming in due to the pandemic for emergency food and utilities and that kind of stuff. So we're seeing an uptrend in that. You know, these past few months have kind of been a little been a little crazy with people coming in. But we're still here. We're still serving with what we can. And we're just, you know, we're taking one day at a time.
I know, I guess it is one day at a time. The Salvation Army, of course, is known for its bell ringing campaign. Mm-hmm. And how is the bell ringing campaign this year? How's it going?
So the nationwide, the Salvation Army is projected to do 50% less than is expected. And so we went into bell ringing kind of looking at that. But this community has really, really stepped up its game. We're doing fantastic. We're above what we were. You know, we couldn't be happier. We still got a ways to go to our overall goal, 139. And that goes all the way to the end of January.
You know, I think that we've seen it. I had Todd Lang with the Toys for Tots. They had a big event this mm-hmm. past weekend in Westland Mall, their Semi of Love. And he said it was the biggest they've ever had. And I think it's I don't know if there's an explanation. I think what it is the fact that, you know, you've had your life upside down, but you know that people that have had temporary jobs, people that have had jobs, a lot of jobs simply wiped off the slate, right. A lot of income gone, and so it does affect. I think a lot of people say, okay, look, I'm healthy, or I didn't catch it, and I'm gonna do. But a lot of people have died, a lot of people have caught COVID, a lot of people have suffered. You know, in an era where you have more suffering, there seems to be, I think, a general sense of, let me do what I can to help out.
I think Fred Rogers said it perfectly, you know, in the midst of tragedy or whatever, look for the people who are helping. The people in this community have really, really stepped up. The community has really, really gotten behind the Salvation Army and have helped in many, many ways.
Has there been a change in your bell ringing times, locations, et cetera?
No, we're keeping that stuff's the same. We ring from 10 to 6 every day, Monday through Saturday. The only day we don't do is Sunday. We have all our stores. We were fortunate enough to get a week early for Walmart. So Walmart nationally agreed on that.
Have you had a fair number of volunteer and groups that have helped?
We've had some volunteers and some groups, but we could always use more. It's average. We spend at least like $72 on a bell ringer to put out per day.
So what do you? And I know that we've talked about it when you've been with us in the past. You've got a group together. You're a civic group, or maybe you're just a card group or something like that. Maybe you're not getting together, but maybe you can get together at least in a virtual sense by, you know, one at a time showing up and ringing a bell and helping those in need. What do they need to do? Just give you a call?
So, yeah, no, they can do that. They can give me a call at the office, 319-753-2038. Or they can go on registertoring.com, and they can sign up there. It's very simple. It's user-friendly. But just go there. We ask that you wear a mask at the kettle. There's a bucket in there with some hand sanitizer, some wipes, So that if you need that kind of stuff, but
and the weather has been cooperative
right,
for the most part.
Right, it hasn't been that cold. So I'm hoping. I know this is gonna sound bad, but at the week of Christmas, it starts to snow because that's when we really get a sense of Christmas, and you hear the bell ringing, and so it's you hear that, and it feels like Christmas, and that's actually one of the best times to be a bell ringer, and we do good during that when it's kind of snowing and kind of feeling like Christmas.
Well, you know what? It's it may be irritating to drivers, but it's also very good for some other things. And again, you've had in the last 2 years, you've had a complete change of facilities.
Right, too. Yeah. The Salvation Army is always changing. Every year, something new. We got into our new building, and then my wife came in as the second officer. Me and her run the Salvation Army now after getting married. And now with COVID, you know, so it's like a constant change, and we're always changing with the times. And it kind of keeps us on our feet, keeps us fresh. We've went through some changes, but you know, for the good.
How many families do you hope to serve? I know you have boxes and toys and things like mm-hmm. that. So how many families are you looking to serve specifically for Christmas?
So for Christmas, we are over 100 families, close to the 120-ish mark. And that's equals to about 260 kids.
Are you still taking registration for that? Or
they would have to call in.
Okay.
That's my wife. My wife handles that.
Okay.
So she's the person you contact with. When we were taking applications, a lot of first times, not knowing because of the pandemic, what's going to happen? My kids won't get a Christmas. And it's really cool that the Army, that's one thing I love about working for the Army. We can provide that.
Well, the Salvation Army has the reputation of doing the very most with the least.
Right. We do.
You're not an organization that is high in administrative fees and administrative expenses.
No.
What
80,
you are is
82 cents of every dollar raised in the community goes back into the community.
And that is significant indeed. The number to call, if they want to call, talk to Kelly.
Yeah, 319-753-2038.
And the website to go to?
So there's two websites, something new. We're doing a virtual kettle. So if you don't feel comfortable in ringing outside, you can do a virtual kettle. The website's on our Facebook.
Okay.
To register to ring, to be a bell ringer, volunteer bell ringer, and we're just asking 2 hours.
Okay.
2 hours at a location. That will save us over $200 in paying someone.
All right. And again,
that's registertoring.com.
Registertoring.com. Lieutenant Dennis Jolly, to you and your new wife.
Thank you.
Kelly, a very Merry Christmas to both of you, and good luck, and let's hope that the giving continues.
Thank you.
You bet.